Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
I want to talk today, though, about something we don't talk about actually very frequently on this programme, makeup and beauty treatments and beauty products and all that goes with that. And of course, Michelle Rigazzoli-Stone, who I know a load of you are going to know as Mrs. Makeup from online and social media, is with me in studio today. Michelle, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. I follow you on social media, so I know a lot about the kind of, well, I don't know a lot about the products, I shouldn't say that, but I know the kind of things that you tend to like and, you know, go-to products and all of that. If you were stranded on a desert island tomorrow, what are the five products you couldn't live without?
Oh, I love this. It's actually really hard. And we were speaking about this a minute ago. Like, we might conflict on this. But what I really like and I wanted to start with was a brand. Do you ever hear Sol de Janeiro?
Yes.
Yes.
And it's everywhere at the moment. I've actually never used any of their products, but their branding is so holiday vibe. And yeah, it's out
but
there.
But it's
isn't
really
it?
Known for their fragrances. And so initially when this came in the door, I kind of thought to myself, do I want an SPF that's fragrant? Probably not. But I did bring it on holidays because I was gifted a couple of them. And oh my goodness, it's an SPF 50. So the actual like protection that you get from this product is incredible. And they have a couple of different ranges where they have really strong heavy duty creams that again give you a lot of protection. And they smell fabulous. They kind of have like a floral and a coconutty kind of a fragrance.
Yeah, there's certainly a holiday look of that, all right, isn't there?
Isn't there? But this is actually
yellow.
A body oil.
Okay.
So I'm kind of thinking if I want to look a bit majestic, a little bit glam on that desert island, that with a body oil, it still gives you the same level of protection, but it gives us the skin a bouncy, cushiony, like lovely glow.
Bit of
on
a glow
the skin.
As well, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you use that on your face?
You can. And again, the protection is there. Personally, I'm somebody that gets a little bit of a grey upper lip from the amount of children I've had. I think it's like pigmentation. So I probably would go more of a full coverage type of a cream rather than an oil, just to be 100% it wouldn't penetrate.
So in terms of your top five beauty products, the first thing you're taking to a desert island is some form basically of a sun cream, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it has to be.
And again, going back to me being a mother because I have four children, if I don't have really good protection, particularly on my face, but now it's actually starting to merge onto the chest area as well, have to have good protection on my face and my chest.
Okay, so after the sun cream, I would have sun cream with me as well, actually. That's one of my five. What's your next item?
Next item was actually a product from Be Perfect and they're called the Bronze Boost Gel Drops.
Do gel drops work? And how are they different from tan, like your face tans?
Such a good question, because when they first came out, I thought to myself, well, I put tan on my face sometimes anyway. So what's the difference with this? With this, it's kind of, there's like little light reflective pigments and it's a gel based product. So it's not like an instant tan that could potentially grab to your skin or pores. So if you're someone who's like prone to a bit of a breakout or, you know, you get spots or blemishes, this kind of just acts as a little bit of a barrier, but it makes the face nice and bronzy. So this is the first shade that they ever brought out, which was medium bronze. And with the success of how well this has gone, they now have shade 1 to 5. So there's something literally for every skin tone.
Yeah.
So it just gives a bronzy, glowy, natural complexion, especially for a day that you don't really want to wear makeup.
You're having, as I call it, the no makeup day, but you've the face tan and the like concealer and the whole lot on as well.
Exactly. And then it's equally as nice under the likes of your foundation as well, if you wanted to give that nice
I've face. Never really got into the face tan or face drops at all, actually. And I don't know
really?
Why. No, and I don't know, is it because I feel like I would have quite porous skin that I've always felt over the years. I'm sure it's improved massively from maybe when I first tried, you know, that it can tend to clog and probably give you, you know, it's not, I don't know, for me it has just never worked, but I probably shouldn't try something a bit different now. And
I feel like you're similar to me in terms of liking a bit of a base on your skin, liking a little bit of coverage, and I was somebody that always kind of suffered with rosacea, so I never wanted to see the top layer of my skin until it started to improve. And then I would go down the road of a bronze boost gel drop.
Okay, so gel drops you think are a second item on the list for the desert island. My third item without question would be mascara, which I notice you have none of there.
No, I don't, because there was just other things there that I wanted to look after myself and my skin. And now when I think about it, I'm like, well, I probably could have gone with contour and I probably could have gone with mascara.
Yeah, but you're only allowed five. So what's
only
third on the list?
Third on the list, what did I go for? Oh, this is an absolute non-negotiable. Okay, so I'm a makeup artist and have been for 21 years.
Yes.
And this is the Image Skincare or Medic Lip Balancing Lip Enhancement Complex.
Right. What is
so
it? It's some sort of lip balm, is it?
It's some sort of lip balm. In my opinion, it's quite possibly one of the best on the market, one of the best I've ever used.
Okay.
So I have looked after bridal parties for about 15 years and I would always say to them when they come for their wedding trial, if they're like, what do I need to do? I'm like, right, like your you need to take supplements and you need to sleep well and try and cut back on the alcohol and the fatty foods and get yourself prepped and boosted at least 2 weeks leading up to your wedding day, which I know is easier said than done. But with this product, when you put it on every single night before bed, you wake up in the morning and your lips are just nourished. Like
so
there's no
I have
dryness.
An awful issue, I think, with my lips in that I always feel like they're so dry. And similar here, I'm in studio, right? And
yeah.
And I have my, you know, my notes and briefs around me and there's water and there's coffee. And besides the pen, the only other thing that I have within arm's reach is a lip treatment. Like, so yeah. I always have some kind of a lip balm.
Yeah.
I feel I can't go anywhere without it.
I can't go anywhere without it. We don't live in the easiest of climates. You know, one minute it's
well,
hot,
there's
one
air
minute con, cold.
Light, sun.
I mean, it's stuffy in here.
Yeah.
Do you know? So, like, we definitely need to look after ourselves and we can give that barrier because, again, like you and me, yeah. We're always chatting, we're always talking, you know? So, dehydration happens naturally. But also, again, with the difference in temperature at nighttime when you're asleep. And your skin replenishes itself if you're getting really a good at least 7 or 8 hours sleep. So, this is absolutely fantastic. There's almond oil in it and there's a vitamin E in it as well. So as somebody who also likes a little bit of lip enhancement,
yeah.
This is recommended if you do get the likes of a little bit of Botox or filler.
Right, okay, for it as well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so lip balm, we're bringing some sort of tanning gel or gels or face tan
yeah.
And sun cream, not just for the face, but for the entire body. Your fourth item, Michelle?
My fourth item is actually something I created myself and This is the Mrs. Glam Be Perfect Gloria Skin Powder Foundation. So I actually created this with my Nana in mind because my Nana, who used to bring me to mass every single day at 5:30, would put on a bit of moisturiser, a bit of powder and a bit of lippy. And she always just was very good at keeping her skin looking very balanced. So my Desert Island product for a bit of complexion, kind of balance, would be a powder foundation.
So my only memory, okay, when I see you opening any kind of a foundation in a compact is Irish Dancing and Elizabeth Arden's compact foundation that was like cement that you'd put in your face and wouldn't budge. That's what I think of when I look at compact foundation.
Yeah, well, this
it looks nothing like that, I should say.
No, I know. And you know, that has still stood the test of time.
I know.
That's still available. I know. This particular one is a powder base, which the whole reason why I love a product like this, if we're going with the likes of Bronze Boost gel drops, if we're going for an oily SPF in our face, is I personally don't want my face to be covered in oil or kind of get shiny naturally throughout the day.
Yeah.
Because as a 40-year-old woman now, I find my fine lines at the side of my mouth, if they get oily, they're even more pronounced and make me look a little bit more aged. So if with the likes of the product like this, again, the reason why I bring
so
it to
it's not desert, a, sorry, so it's not a compact powder, but it's a compact foundation. Is that right?
Well, the reason why I marketed it as a foundation is because the coverage is so good. The coverage is absolutely excellent with this. Like, you'd nearly cover a tattoo.
Okay.
But it's equally as nice used by, you can use it on its own or you can use it on top of the likes of your foundation for topping up areas that wear away throughout the day.
Yeah.
So or a bit of both.
The shiny bits.
Bits, yeah. For me, it's 1, 2,
the T-zone.
Three. T-zone,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's your own. That's Mrs. Glam.
That's Mrs. Glam.
Compact, what do you call it again? You called it a compact?
Powder foundation.
Powder foundation.
I also use it as an eyeshadow as well. So just
right, it'll double up. Yeah, well listen, I'm all about that. And your final item today, Michelle?
Final is actually a beautiful product from an Irish company and it's called Ella & Joe 3-in-1 Hyaluronic Skin Mist. What I like about this is giving that skincare element of a mist on your face. So again, if you were in the sunshine on that desert island and you wanted your skin to be rejuvenated and have that lovely feeling of plumpness, and also it would actually work very well with the likes of the powder foundation, this just glides across the skin. You just pump it onto the skin.
So is it that it holds the makeup in place?
This particular one, I wouldn't necessarily say is a setting spray.
Right.
This particular one, I would say, is more of a skin mist where you have like skin loving ingredients inside of it.
Yeah, okay. Hyaluronic acid is something I don't know enough about. And I feel like every time I look at my Instagram, Michelle, it is everywhere. Everybody's promoting it, talking about it. And I don't really fully understand what it does.
I know. And it, even again, going back to my powder, there's a derivative of hyaluronic acid in that as well. And what that does is it adds moisture to the top layer of the skin because the molecule holds on to water a lot more than anything else.
Yeah.
So that's why the likes of hyaluronic acid is so important in skincare.
And typically, should you put hyaluronic acid on your skin in the morning? Is it before you apply makeup? Or I know in that case, it might be over it, but.
Like hyaluronic acid now is being used in so much. So you will get it in your moisturisers, your serums, your foundations, and now the likes of these sprays. And this is why this is a lovely additive to what we're speaking about today, is because a spray is so easy to put on.
Yeah.
And it can be put over.
Dries quite quickly too, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So if it's your wedding day and you're kind of feeling like my skin's gone a little bit dry, maybe you've topped up once or twice, or it's a scorching day.
Yeah.
You pop that over your makeup and it would kind of just take away that tightness.
The dryness.
Yeah.
The dry look. Just what is the name of that final brand that you had, the hyaluronic?
Ella and Joe 3-in-1 Hyaluronic Skin Mist. Hydrate and plump. It says set, but I wouldn't necessarily use it for setting my makeup. I wanted to revive my makeup.
And just finally, and a text in from a listener, just what was the name? It was Image Lip Balm, wasn't it, that
yes.
you mentioned?
I call it an Image Lip Treatment, but it's the Ormedic. So it's just beautiful ingredients.
Yeah, the one I'm using at the moment that I have here that I got in a bag is Lip Treatments from Skin Formulas. I know they're actually an Irish brand. Yeah, but as you said, as somebody who's talking for 2 hours solid nonstop and probably never shuts up off air either, I badly need it. Michelle, listen, thanks a million for talking us through your 5 desert items, the beauty products you couldn't live without. Michelle Rigazzoli-Stone, who, of course, loads of you will know as the Mrs. Makeup, I should say, online, also too a makeup artist. We will make sure to podcast this chat. If you've missed it, you can get the brands Michelle has recommended. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.